Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Coda. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us, so you have to listen in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's going to be here or not. I'm going to get started with our birthdays, and we're actually going to play a lot of music today. I think Luke Webinga is supposed to try to call in. If Luke calls in, then we'll put Luke up on there. But we're going to get started with our birthdays because, as you can tell, I am sick. Yes, Coldus is sick. Randall Morrell, happy birthday to you, Randall. Phil Moffitt, he's a senator now, one of our state reps. Happy birthday, Phil. Wilson Monterio, happy birthday to you. Mr. Darrell Sloan, happy birthday, Darrell. Mika Cox, happy birthday to you. Kenneth Hamilton, happy birthday to you. Ron Perks, happy birthday. Chad Emerson, happy birthday. And Richard Trites, happy birthday. And that is all of my Facebook family, friends, and birthday today. The weather, it's actually a cloudy 42 degrees today. Cloudy and 42. We're going to play a little bit of music from, welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Phil Moffitt's birthday is today, but yesterday was my oldest grandson Chandler's 21st birthday and Miss Thornell, 96 years young. So happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
To you.
I did do Chandler, but I did failed. Forgot Miss Thornell. How in the hell I done that? I mean, but of course everybody has to overlook me because, like I say, as you can tell, I'm like sick. You know, damn Coldus has got sick. It's like, fuck. Just my luck.
Right. And my friend from church came with his truck and took me to Gary's, and hopefully it won't be the last time I see him.
Oh, absolutely. So
he's leaving out Thursday.
The Franklin County Sheriff's Office is still looking for they're saying like a Honda Ridgeline for a hit and run fatality. And the thing about this hit and run is they said several people had run over top of this person. But this person was on Interstate 64, and I mean, man, where they were at is a bad place on 64. And my thing is, what are they doing out of the vehicle?
Right. Right.
You know, was they walking? I mean, how'd they get hit? You know, I just don't understand that. Especially in that area, because that is a bad area. Anybody that knows anything about that knows that's a bad area. I don't know. Never know. crazy. Who knows? Welcome to the show. Is this Luke Webinga?
This is Luke Webinga. How are you?
Hi, Luke. I'm fine, Luke. How are you?
I am fantastic. Happy to be alive.
Oh, absolutely, Luke.
You sound like
Luke,
you have a cold.
I am bad sick.
Oh, that's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, and the show goes on no matter whether I'm sick or not.
I know, isn't that crazy? I know how you feel. I've been feeling under the weather, and this morning I had a phone call with the CDC out there in Washington, and I did not feel like it, and I thought about it. I'm like, but I still have to do it. So I know how you feel completely.
You've got some good news to share with everybody, don't you, Lou?
Oh, I do. I do. For those who haven't been following, we are now Opie's Law Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization. And we're right here in Pennsylvania to start with. We're going to go ahead and do this about 49 more times just because we can. And it's not about trying to put this massive name or company or business or whatever you want to call it. It's a movement. It's something that we all need. I mean, we've all sat around and been looking at what's been happening with how we've been losing this battle to free the seed. Let's try a different approach. Let's try something new. So I'm pretty excited. We launched the clothing line. We got another one. I'm actually doing it in-house now. I'm doing the shirts myself. Pretty exciting. We were successful on our Feed the Families for Thanksgiving here. Was so happy we're doing something for Christmas. If you guys want to check out the idea of what we're doing, you can also check our website out. We actually have a website that was gifted to us for the next 2 years. So a lot of really cool things going on. Opie's Law, this idea is bloomed into something really, really conversational, I guess you could say. It's been fun. It's been a great learning experience, and it's been a great experience to be able to share my knowledge with so many people. That's been the great thing about it. And it's been phenomenal. It really has. The doors have really opened up with so many different things. Let me tell you though, sitting over here in the East Coast, I'm so homesick sometimes from the island. Oh my God, what different realm of people. Wow.
Right.
Let me just tell you. Wow.
I can only imagine.
Well, it's no disrespect or not like that against nobody. It's not like, it's just the education. It's the education difference. What people over here seeing the sky as chemtrails still think are freaking afterburners and airplanes.
Right.
When people see chemtrails in the skies over here, they think it's a beautiful, beautiful cloudy day. Well, no, they're not so alerted. Over here, people aren't so aware of genetically modified foods. They're not very aware of this. And it's kind of funny because people like us, we're social, we're media, all over the media and this and that, so we have an idea of what's going on everywhere. And some people really don't. And it's weird because some people really don't care outside of their little box of life, and that's the funny part. At this job that I'm at, it's funny because all these people that work here all grew up here. They lived here their whole life, and they all think the same thing, the same way. And that's the crazy part, because then here comes a guy like me in with this blasé idea and this knowledge, and it's like, holy shit, now I'm the outcast. And it's only because the knowledge, the shit they teach in schools here is not like the shit they teach in schools back home. Guaranteed. And it's not the same teaching as it was when we were kids. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the public school system is a big, complete failure.
Well, when I was a kid going to school, going to the nurse's office was going to see a nurse. Now in some schools, going to the nurse's office is because you need to use that special bathroom. Go figure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's the hot topic in elementary schools over here. It's not AIDS or herpes or crack or heroin. No, it's, that third bathroom. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry for the language, but I just, for some reason, don't feel at 6, 7, 5 years old that this should even be a comprehension, a thought for a child. I'm sorry.
Right.
I really don't. When I was 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, I was not, I guarantee you, I'm not the only one when I say this, I was not thinking about, oh, fuck, what bathroom am I supposed to use? I guarantee that. I guarantee that.
You had to go. It's like my grandkids. I got to go, and they got to go now.
Right. I mean, nowadays, we're wow, let me just tell you, I'm just so grateful I don't have to deal with it. But my kids do, so hey, that's the fun part. But yeah, it's crazy. In Pennsylvania, the topic at the community, whatever they call them here, the roundtable was, how are we going to respond to the gender separation of the bathrooms in our elementary schools? Wow. That's crazy. It really is. So then you think, well, okay, now I understand why they think chemtrails are still clouds. Okay, I get it. So that's, you know, that's what we're fighting with. That's what my daily battle is, them hurdles. Because you think you're making progress, too. And then you meet a congressman. Well, they're not any brighter, let me tell you. It's either they're not any brighter or they just really don't care what they're doing. They got their job in their office. They make their salary every year. They drive a nice car, and now it's time to go home. That's how I see it. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's completely crazy. But I'm over here. I'm making the best of it, doing what we got to do, making progress. It's actually phenomenal and mind-blowing to know how many businesses and companies, mom-and-pops-wise, are over here that have already thought about going into the industry of medicinal marijuana or recreational marijuana. It blows my mind. There's this one business I'm working with. I can't disclose the name at the moment, but he started the conversation with me a few weeks ago. He said, well, I would really, really like to just quit doing this and do this. Okay. And what were that? Well, I've been thinking about this for 10 years now. And that's the difference, because it's taken that guy 10 years to come out of his mouth to somebody different in the community about his idea.
Right.
People are so afraid to talk about how they really feel about this plant over here. And that's the mesmerizing part. It's like, wow. Because back on the West Coast or even in the Midwest, people are like, well, yeah, weed's a normal conversation. Over here, it's still kind of like, yeah, we talk that really. You know? And that baffles me. That really confuses the hell out of me, because I don't know if it's because I'm just a very blunt person and don't give a shit what people think, or I'm that different, or things are just taught that differently over here. And then I was...
Well, I've always felt like that the East Coast, which, you know, I've lived here all my life, that we're 100 years behind in the times of things.
Well, I just realized, I must be too, because I just realized recently Pennsylvania's in the Bible Belt. I had no clue. I didn't know this. I thought the Bible Belt was, you know, I guess going the other way
Kentucky,
across the country,
Tennessee.
Obviously. Yeah, you know, that kind of area. Not Pennsylvania next to New York. Are you kidding me?
Right.
So, is it today that Massachusetts, they can start growing their own cannabis there? Is that this week or is that next week that happens? Does anybody know?
I don't know. Do they get to grow their own medicinal?
Yeah, they do. They do. They do. Massachusetts just went with kind of like Newark, Ohio did, to where you can have up to 6 plants. How awesome is that shit?
Oh, that is awesome.
And it's this little trend I see starting with this decriminalization of these small towns. And again, I tell people, don't get too comfortable with this, because it's still federally illegal. I had this big conversation this morning about how people are like, well, it's fine and dandy that they say, you know, Washington says we can smoke, Colorado says we can smoke, but until the federal government says it's okay, we're all still criminals. We're all still targets. You know, everybody's so mad with what's going on in Michigan right now. They hit all them dispensaries in 1 week in Grand Rapids, my hometown. Well, they're legal dispensaries to the state. They are. Well, but the feds. That's what people know. Why? That's what I don't get. We've been asking for these initiatives and these bills locally and statewide. Why haven't we done something just grassfully like Opie's Law going federally? You know, that's what we should try to work for now. Because obviously 40 years, we've made very small progress. If you think about it, realistically, we have not come very far in 40 years of this battle at all.
No, and the reason it was illegal is unconstitutional anyway.
Mm-hmm. See, so I'm not the only thinker of this idea as a positive for anybody here. And that's the great thing, because when I first started this, I was like, it was a conversation with me and Matt Gordon, if you guys are familiar with the old Toby strain I talk about. He was like, that's a great idea, Opie. You should run with that.
Right.
3 years later, look where we're at. Holy crap, we've been doing some running. So I guess the big point of it is, damn it, don't take no for an answer, because what has already been done, which it was free at one time, can be redone. We should have it free again. You know, and that's the confusing part that I get a lot of people that ask me, well, why do we keep fighting for legalization? It was legal at one time. Yes, it was, people. Why aren't we trying to re-legalize it? And again, that's Opie's Law is what we're trying to do with Opie's Law, is make it federally acceptable. Because my neighbor may not want it in his life, but I want it in mine. So he's still going to pop pills. I'm going to smoke grass. We're still the same people. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be able to do this and not worry about the cops kicking my door and taking my children away and then grabbing my bank account. Because that guy popping Percocets next door sure the hell ain't got that problem to worry about. Oh, look, he just stumbled through his door drinking and popping pills. Go figure. You know? So, like I said, we have not come very far at all when we look at this thing. So let's try a different approach. Let's try something new. You know? Let's make it good for everybody, not just these people or those people. Let's make it good for everybody. And equal for everybody. If you decide you want to wake up tomorrow and start a little mom and pop business of edibles, that should be your freaking right. And if you want to grow your own medicine to do so, that should be your freaking right. And if you just want to give it away because you like to see other people giggle too, that should be your right.
Right.
With no repercussions. We shouldn't have to worry about losing this opportunity because some congressman gets a bug up his butt. You know, I mean, because if you're paying attention to politics right now, if you see who Trump's been picking for his little cabinet, we definitely don't have a shot in hell for marijuana to come any further. Realistically, the big pharmaceuticals and oil companies are going to come up and eat our asses alive. And then we won't have a shot. That's why we need to be very active and do something federally and take that stance now because, again, I say we're legal in Colorado and Washington and Cali, but we're not. Why only be halfway legal?
Right.
Wouldn't it be great to wake up and be completely legal? To wake up and know that you're in Michigan and you don't have to worry about it, or you're in Colorado or don't have to worry about it? That's what I want. I don't
and
want
it's legal
to
in
go,
D.C.
Okay. Exactly. I don't want
really?
The state to go, yeah, you can grow 50 plants, and yeah, you're good, so you get 50 plants, you're having a nice life, and the feds get a bug up their ass and go, well, you know, it's still illegal. Then you're ruined.
Right.
That, you know, there's no equal opportunity there. Opie's Law gives that and would give that. And that's what we're asking for people to vote on and to help us bring to fruition. Because, again, it was legal at one time.
Right.
Wording just got locked up in somebody.
The national organizations don't really want it legal because then they would lose their plush offices and their lifestyle that they have created for themselves.
Exactly. Well, I know about 100 people who have lost their lives and their house, homes, and their offices, so screw them too, you know?
Right.
I mean, you kind of got to look at it in both ways. I'm looking at it in a patient's perspective. I don't really give two shits how much people are going to lose in a blue suit of money. Well, you really don't need two sports cars and a townhouse. Maybe an RV and a fucking tent somewhere would do you some good for a minute. That's how I see it, you know? And that's the problem is we have stand as people and we have let our rights be taken away because, well, that guy bought his way into the office. Well, no, I'm voting my way in because I got a whole community behind me to do so. That's what we need to do. And that's what we're going to continue doing. That's what I strive to do, you know? And I want people to feel that energy and to feel that the excitement and go, yeah, we can do this. Because we can, people. We just have to stand up and take that fight. You know, oh, I go on these rants. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's fine.
I just get
that's
so
fine.
Going on it. That
we're going to have to take a break, though. This is a song written by Dustin Costas doing 15 years in a legal state in Colorado. He'll be 76 years old when he gets out of prison. He's got about five or six more years to go over this plant. It's put together by the Reefer Kings. It's called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go.
Puff, puff, pass. Puff, puff, pass. Oh, back at ya.
Who is it?
Puff, it's me, Dave, man. Open up, I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up, I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
Pot, marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasen, pia insangu, kef kif, kief, kif.
Naked women smoke. Sam Darnold. Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh, Dave's not here. All right. Thank you, Blackie White and Dustin Costas. Man. Well, Luke, what is the weather like up there today?
Well, it's snowing at the moment as I'm looking out my window. So, besides that, that's about all I got because I'm on my phone.
Right.
What's the weather where you guys are at?
Well, it's actually cloudy here, Luke, and about 47. I never did get to ask Paula. Paula, what's the weather like where you're at today?
Well, my app says that it's cloudy, but the sun's shining bright, 46, with a real feel of 41. And then, golly, tomorrow it's going to get down to 18 again. And then 18.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to do the same thing here, too, Paula. It's supposed to get really
and
freezing
cold. And the high's 29. 29's the high and 18's the low. That's going to suck.
Yeah,
it's
the same thing. Going to be freezing here also. I'm sorry, Luke.
No, I was going to say, I don't even know how to find that damn weather on this phone. I just got a new one.
I want to thank everybody out there. Thank you so much, Luke, for being here with us today and things. And I want to thank Pioneer Paula and thank everybody out there that shared the show and things. We'll be back tomorrow. I would continue on, but, man, I'm just struggling to talk, y'all. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Thank you all so much again. Love you people. And I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
One love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.